I want to begin this afternoon some body work, and then I'll offer some briefer reflections, 5 minutes or so, to allow more space for your practice. And so the movement will give some really brief reflections, and we'll just have some space for silent practice together till 3:30, and then some walking practice or movement practice for 40 minutes, and then 40 minutes sitting, and then some more movement practice towards the end, for the final part of the afternoon. But I want to gauge before I move into the movement practice, how your energy levels are. So just help me guide the movement practice, because I usually use myself as this kind of litmus or guide, but I'm a bit tired, it may not be where you are. So in terms of feeling somewhat tired or somewhat low in energy, do you mind just putting your hand up, giving a sense of that? Okay, and those who feel sort of fairly balanced in energy, and okay, it's about half and half. Good to know. Those who've got lots of energy? Yeah, some. Fewer, yeah. Okay, so I'd like to invite you to participate in the movement. Just inviting people to make use of the space up here, and if you've got some space around you for stretching. And just using this first time to feel into your body, first few minutes, just to feel into your body and what it might need in terms of stretch. Or massage, or a movement. Listen to it first and just see what might be supportive. Give it a little bit more time and gently let that come to a close. It's really good to let our energy just have space. That's good. Yeah. Reminds me of those. If you've ever been to those dances where people wear headphones and listen to the gently pausing on that immovable, immovable. And just relaxing your knees and just let yourself very lightly bounce. Feel your way into that bounce and deepen into it if you like. Let your head a little move with it. Of course, any of these things I'm suggesting, if they don't feel right for you, please just do what feels more conducive for you. Okay, and gently letting that slow down. Yeah, how to natural pausing. Pause for a moment, feel the effect of that. And I'm not sure this will be possible, so I'm going to ask you, if you can adjust where you are in spatially with each other, so you can just gently twist and let your arms fly a little. See if that's possible. You can sense those around you, the space you have to share. Just gently, it doesn't have to be flying, arms flying out, but just feeling that flow. Okay, letting that slow down. And again, just massaging your head. Okay, and also you're just moving around to your face. Around your eyes. Just coming down and moving around to the back of your neck and just massaging the back of your neck. And just let that go. Just rolling your shoulders. Squeezing out. Let it go. And then just loose the fist and just circle your wrists. Feet just slightly wider than shoulder width apart, and your hands on the hips. Knees relaxed, and just draw a circle with your tailbone. Be as big or as small as feels right for you. Let that come to a close. And bring your feet together and just massage. Start by just massaging your knees. And then just circle them. The other way. Okay, let that go. So I'd like you to imagine you're just standing comfortably, and I'd like you to imagine you've got pieces of string attached to the back of each hand. And this string is about 2 foot long. And at the other end of those pieces of string are two little birds. And those, so if you just feel your hands, feel the string there. And just imagine those birds start to fly up gently. As they do, you bring the back of your hands up. And still flying upwards towards the ceiling. Slowly taking your hands and then your arms are just following, being lifted. Whenever you reach the top, just opening out your hands and imagining you're descending through beautiful, clear, warm water. Let's see that birds are joining up again. Let them bring your hands and whenever you reach the top, opening out and descending. Just do that one more time in your own way. Let's bring this to our sitting posture. Just offer a few brief reflections. My sense is that this juncture of the retreat whatever you've taken from the environment words we've offered, as well as your own inner journey during this time, yeah. different things may have, will probably have moved through you, come and gone, different flavors of these qualities of love, and also how that's, how your practice, how they've informed your practice, and how you're meeting what's here for you. And it can just be valuable to really have space to follow your own inner guidance more deeply, and have space to digest and assimilate as we come towards the end of the retreat. The only thing I would encourage is that inevitable projection into the future, whether it's tomorrow or next week, and see this as an opportunity to bring your presence to those pools, those thought streams. Just earlier in the retreat I suggested this contemplation: how do these thoughts feel? Feel the pull. Feel the pull first, and then inquire, what am I telling myself that's fueling this pull? And so this transition out of, as we're gradually embarking on this transition out of retreat, becomes a really valuable learning movement for us. I think that's enough. That's it.
So Thank you.